Hello, this is Daryl here, sending love as always. Thank you for tuning in. I just want to say, if you like this interview, you can check our website for companion workbooks, action guides, tools, checklists, templates, and show notes with links for everything mentioned on the call. Just visit bestbusinesscoach.ca. That's best, B-E-S-T, businesscoach.ca. Enjoy.
What is the difference between information and business intelligence? Well, information is just information. Business intelligence is business activity related information. And business intelligence itself involves the whole process of, you know, collecting that data, analyzing that data, presenting that data, and making and taking action on that data. Where information on its own is just, the universe is made out of information. Everything is information. So you might have information on what's happening, but if you're not organizing it and looking for trends, if you're not benchmarking certain behaviors, if you're not watching all the things that are important, what I mean is that maybe you're collecting information on web visits, but is that the full picture? Does that tell you how you're participating versus your competitors? Does that tell you how your marketing is doing? Does that tell you how your sales team is generating leads in the sales? Does that tell you how customers feel about your products and services? Does that tell you how your staff feel about what they're doing in your company? How they're performing for your company? Does that tell you, does it tell you anything? So, just collecting a little bit of information is one part, but if you really want to be fully engaged in business intelligence, you need to make sure that you're taking a full look at the situation as best as you can, collecting all the data points you can, but then really narrowing down on the ones that are tied to your business performance goals. So again, if you have questions or want to learn more, you can go to bestbusinesscoach.ca.